This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Several Wood County parks will close for the season on October 31st. Southwood and Northwood County Park campgrounds will close on Thursday this week. Dexter County Park Campground will remain open until December 2nd. Dump stations are still available, but all water-filling stations have been shut down for the season. The heated shower building will stay open until Dexter closes on December 2nd. The ATV Intensive Use Area and NEPCO Lake County Park Shelter buildings are both available to rent throughout the year. You can make reservations on the Wood County Parks and Forestry online portal up to 1 year in advance. Some folks aren't even looking at the political text messages anymore, but those who are should read carefully. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Voters are being warned by the State Elections Commission to be wary of text messages claiming issues with their voter registration. The text messages, which have been reported to the commission, may not be outright scams, but could contain erroneous information that might confuse voters. To ensure accurate voting information, people are encouraged to check with their local clerks or to use the official My Vote system.
Sauerkraut, anyone? While the discussion of hot or cold depends on if your traditions are German or Polish, most everyone agrees sauerkraut is a popular topping for brats. One of the world's leading producers of sauerkraut is moving its headquarters to Wisconsin. Fermented Food Holdings, Inc. is investing $13 million to expand local production in Bear Creek and locate their corporate headquarters to Madison. This will create 60 new full-time jobs, with 41 of them being in the small community of Bear Creek. It will also bring production closer to local farms. Wisconsin is the fourth largest producer of cabbage in the United States. This move will help the company direct source organic, fresh ingredients from our Wisconsin farmers. For the second time in a week, the person seeking to be second in command spoke to supporters at Racine's Memorial Hall. There were similarities, with Senator J.D. Vance Monday night doing the same as Governor Tim Walz, encouraging people to vote early. The differences were in the closing messages of the election. Vance reiterated a Trump plan to make housing affordable and to deport those in the country illegally.
Donald Trump and I want to be president of the whole United States of America. Even if you voted the wrong way or will vote the wrong way in 8 days, we're still going to fight for you and we're still going to fight for your interests.
Walz spent part of his Monday in Waukesha getting to know Mayor Sean Riley, a former Republican that's endorsed the Harris-Walz ticket. This week is International Bat Week, and the Wisconsin DNR wants you to help the flying mammals. Lisa Hale has the story.
International Bat Week continues through the 31st, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging Wisconsinites to help the bats. Bats are vital to the ecosystem and save farmers and foresters billions of dollars every year by consuming bugs, up to 1,000 mosquito-sized insects an hour. Four of the eight species in Wisconsin are currently threatened.
If you don't have an ID to show at the polls, you can still obtain one from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. In Wisconsin, we're required to show identification to cast our ballot, but there's no special voter ID and we don't need a federally compliant real ID to vote. If you don't have a driver's license or state ID yet, the place to start is the DMV website. U.S. citizens are able to obtain an identification card to show at the polls for free if you don't have one. You can find a list of required documents needed at wisconsindmv.gov/idcards.
Wisconsin's state superintendent is proposing free meals for all students. Brittany Merlot has more.
State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley announced the proposal Friday. With the universal free meals proposal, all Wisconsin students would have access to a nutritious breakfast and lunch for free. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 1 in 4 Wisconsin high school students reported hunger due to the lack of food in their home. The proposal is part of Dr. Underley's 2025-27 biennial budget. It would also fully fund the school day milk program, and it would create a new program encouraging school districts to buy directly from local farmers and producers. For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlau.
Wisconsin Village DeForest received a $1.5 million Transportation Economic Assistance grant on Monday to help serve a new Quick Trip, Inc. distribution center. That announcement comes from Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. There is only one other Quick Trip distribution center in the state, located in La Crosse. The center not only supports a large number of jobs, but will also reduce distribution costs and lower prices for consumers. Hunters and trappers prepare. November is just around the corner and the start of multiple hunting and trapping seasons. The DNR says there are three important dates to remember throughout November when these different seasons open. November 2nd is for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otter, trapping only, and raccoon for non-residents. November 11th is trapping only for mink and muskrat in the Mississippi River Zone. And November 23rd is opening season for crow and the beginning of deer gun season. It's the hunter and trapper's responsibility to double-check regulations and confirm you have all the necessary licenses before heading into the field. You can find more information at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Former President Donald Trump enlists the help of a Green Bay Packer legend to drum up support this week. Lisa Hale has more.
Packer legend Brett Favre is scheduled to speak at a rally for former President Donald J. Trump in Green Bay Wednesday, October 30th. The rally will be at the Rush Center. Trump is scheduled to address the crowd at 6 p.m. The former president will rally at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee on November 1st. Both parties are courting voters in Wisconsin, where polls show Trump and his opponent, Kamala Harris, virtually tied.
We know the importance of having health insurance for ourselves and our children. But did you know you can also get insurance for your pets? The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin is advising pet owners to know what they're agreeing to before signing up. The BBB says to get to know the different types of plans, decide how much coverage you need, compare prices and plans, and read the fine print. You can potentially get the best deal if you ask about discounts for multiple pets or annual payments instead of paying monthly. You should also plan for premium increases as your pet ages. If pet insurance doesn't seem feasible, consider setting up an emergency fund for your pet instead and start saving. You can find out more at bbb.org. If you need to take a snowmobile safety class this year, you can register now for classes with the Portage County Sheriff's Office. This is an official DNR training program taught by certified sheriff's deputies and other highly skilled volunteers in December. It gives the fundamentals on safe and legal operations of snowmobiles. Classes are scheduled for December 9th, 10th, and 12th. They're held at the Portage County Sheriff's Office Training Room on Strong's Avenue from 4 to 7 p.m. Space is limited, and you'll need to register at gowild.wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. They've lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating, you know, because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. So it's definitely frustrating. I just think it's one of those things right now where you just gotta stay in the fight.
The Bucks play in Memphis Thursday. College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on reviewing the loss to Penn State over the weekend.
You know, it was tough, but as you look back at it, you know, the thing that it comes down to is execution, and execution in the fourth quarter, and then making plays.
The Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night. The NFL Network reporting an MRI showed no serious damage for Jordan Love and that groin injury. Could he play Sunday against the Lions?
Yeah, if he can go, he'll go. So we'll see where he's at by the end of the week. But if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Venom: The Last Dance led the way at the U.S. box office last weekend, taking in $51 million, but it was still a bit of a disappointment. The final chapter of the Venom trilogy, starring Tom Hardy, was tracking to the tune of a much bigger showing at the box office. The studio was hoping it pulled in an additional $20 million. Partial blame can go to the World Series, but not all of it, according to prognosticators. No reason to shed tears for Sony, as the film is performing well overseas. Coming in second was Smile 2 with just over $9 million, but a 60% drop-off after opening weekend, a little more than you'd like. The Wild Robot took in over $6 million in its fifth weekend in theaters. Outperforming Smile 2 and The Wild Robot on a per-screen average was newcomer Conclave, which received rave reviews and came in fourth place despite a limited release compared to other films. Rounding out the top five was the Andrew Garfield, Florence Pugh-led romance We Live in Time, which was expanded to more theaters last weekend. Scary Movie releases are winding down, folks. John Oliver's comedic takes on current events are top-notch. If you want a sample size and a good laugh, check out his and Will Ferrell's funny parody of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Oliver, an immigrant himself, had to take a test to become a citizen and then listen to Greenwood's song during his citizenship ceremony and thought new U.S. citizens deserved better. When he found out Greenwood charges the U.S. government $700 a year to use the song, it rubbed him the wrong way. So he is offering the new Will Ferrell version to the government for $701. Seems like a sensible price. Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Dynevor, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper. The film will be set in England at Hopkins' character's vast estate, with Thurman playing a housekeeper falling for a young woman and author who is visiting. It sounds quite steamy because Thurman and Dynevor are both very attractive, and even more so because there is no mention of Anthony Hopkins doing a love scene. Matthew Perry died over a year ago, but the story is still very much in the news. Variety reports that Perry's family is taking legal action against the doctors and those who supplied him with ketamine. Perry's mother and stepfather and three siblings appeared on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and discussed the pending 2025 trial against two of the parties that supplied the drugs to Perry. Charges were brought after a joint LAPD-DEA investigation into Perry's death. What could possibly be more fun than a Timothée Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City? How about Timothée Chalamet actually crashing the party? The actor showed up incognito at first to a sea of young men who looked similar and surprised everybody when he removed sunglasses and a mask, then posed for selfies with contestants. The contest was promoted by the use of flyers over the last few weeks. The winner was to receive a $50 prize. Seems kind of lame. In case you're wondering, the actual Timothée Chalamet took third place. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight, our temperature dropping into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, showers, thunder showers with falling temperatures will be in the upper 50s to low 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.